High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Afternoon. Welcome to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. Opening round game in Class T2 today. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Dundee County Stratton here in the Girls State Tournament. So we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, and coach making her fourth appearance in the last 5 years. Obviously a big key for you guys as you enter this 2014 tournament.
Well, we certainly hope so. It's a big feat for us. These seniors have been to state three times in the last 4 years, and it's always a good thing to have that experience, and hopefully that'll carry into the game, and those those nerves won't be there quite as much as they are for the other team, and that's one thing that we're not banking on, but we certainly think it'll be an effect.
The team you're playing today, Dundee County Stratton, is a team who has not been to the state tournament before, so can you use some of that state tournament experience on this team today in your favor?
Well, I think it'll definitely be there. I think they'll be a little bit more relaxed, even before the game and even the day of the game. They know what to expect. Of course, we're playing at a different location, so that's something new. But I think these girls will be focused and have the game plan in the back of their mind and go out there and try to execute it.
We said the fourth state tournament appearance in the last 5 years for St. Cecilia. You've been the head coach for all of them. Can you use any experience maybe from the previous state tournaments to get your team ready today?
Well, it definitely is easier when you've been there a few times because I remember the first time we went, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, and the schedules were all making us so nervous. And then those things happen, and that's anytime you have that experience, you understand the magnitude of it and understand the timing of things, and it just helps you out as a head coach.
What's it take to win down here?
Oh, I always think it takes to shoot the ball, a good percentage. Not a great percentage. Last year we played Crofton in the state finals and we were down in the 20%. And that's just tough to beat teams when you're shooting the ball that poorly. And I keep thinking in the back of my mind, 35 or better is a good percentage. We'll take 50 or 55 like we did in 2011, but I don't think that's really realistic. I think if we just shoot, 35% or higher, it's going to be a good thing.
Just adjusting to the atmosphere, adjusting to maybe playing three games in 3 days is the toughest thing, isn't it?
It is, and last year I thought we just ran out of gas a little bit in that third game, and I think that happens a lot. You see a lot of teams play on championship Saturday who don't shoot a high percentage just because their legs are tired, and it's the third game in 3 days. It's very tough for them, but we've made some adjustments, and hopefully our bench can help us out a little bit to counter that a little bit.
The Class C2 state tournament field this year looks stacked, looks like it's anybody's ball game here.
Yeah, I think the team that goes in there and gets hot, carries that momentum in from the district final and it gets hot in the 3 days of the state tournament is probably going to walk away with a trophy. And it could be, like you said, it could be wide open. There's eight pretty good teams in there. There's a lot of teams that stayed home who were really good in C2. And so the field is packed and there's a lot of parity along those lines. And the team that puts the ball in the basket and has the hot hand is probably going to walk away champions.
The defending champion is in the field in addition to Pender, and then you've got Guardian Angels Central Catholic, a team that's traditionally very tough and here year in and year out. So, like I said, this is an open field.
It is, and you look at their history, Guardian Angels has been there, and Pender's been there, Crofton and us have been there, and so we've been there a lot in the last few years. Our programs have been pretty good and pretty blessed as far as getting down to the state tournament. So that's going to help everybody who's there. Even Homer, who just knocked off Pender, is a contender. And so I really think you have to go there, and you just got to play well. It doesn't come down to a lot of X's and O's. A lot of times it comes down to who wants it more and who makes the plays down the stretch.
You guys entering the state tournament on a 12-game winning streak after losing that three games crucial at the beginning, midway point of the season. Just talk about the last 12 games. You guys really have picked up the pace here.
It's really hard to believe, that we're on that kind of streak. You don't really look back and think of that, but when you look at the schedule on the computer, you think, wow, we have been on a pretty good roll. And those three games were very tough. We learned some things about our team, and we didn't just buckle and fold at that point. We just kept our nose to the grindstone, took one game at a time, which I think you have to do. And a season's a long season. We had a good nine game winning streak, I think, to start the season. And so we've had three streaks. One of them was bad with a three-game loss, but we hope to keep that winning streak going here.
Well, what's been a key for this basketball team? Actually, like we said, we've had great success here at St. Cecilia in the past several years. What's been the key for this team?
I think our defense has been really good and really solid. You know, this year our defense has really had a lot of good teams at their lowest point out total or output of the season. You know, we held Minden down in the 50s and we held Northwest down in the 40s. And so, you know, we've had some good defensive games. Maybe we didn't win those games, but our defense gave us a shot. We were right in the game at the end of the game. And that's what we want to try to do this weekend is each game we want to go out there and try to win every defensive possession, not let them have anything easy. I think that's one of the keys when you're down at State. The more easy baskets you give up, the tougher it is.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about our opponents today as we continue from the Girls State Tournament right after this.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
Back with St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. The Hawkins getting ready to take the floor here this afternoon against Dundee County Stratton, a team that is 23-3 on the season, a team from far in the western part of the state. What do we know about this thing?
Well, at first we didn't know anything. We didn't even really know what their color of uniform was. But now, you know, we watched some film on them. We understand the types of things they like to do. They like to attack the basket. They have a post player who's real good at attacking the basket. And so we have to take care of that. They offensive rebound really well. And so we really want to block out and not give them a lot of second opportunities to make a shot. And then, you know, one thing we hopefully will get is some tips and turnovers and get out and run a little bit and try to create some early offense for us. But I think it's going to be a good game.
The first game of preparation for the state tournament is probably tougher than the rest of the field because you can see the teams on the opening day and play day two and day three. What about preparation? How do you get ready for the state tournament?
Well, I think, like you said, you see those teams that day before, and it really helps you out. You see what their strengths are, you know, with your eye. And we're watching a lot of film now, and it's tough to gauge on that how quick they are, how tall they are. You know, sometimes you can't even see the numbers on the films that we watch. And so, you know, we're just going to go out there and do our best, and we've prepared pretty good for this game. But then, you know, after this game, it's a quick turnaround. You don't have a lot of time to prepare for the next one. And so hopefully the girls are watching if that's the case.
The team here today, it's averaging 61 points per ball game on offense. They've given up 35 on the defensive end. What type of team? What do they do offensively and defensively?
Well, they run a little bit of a four-out offense and try to get it to their post and have her make a play. And defensively, they run a lot of man. They do mix in a little zone here and there, but mostly man-to-man from what I've seen on the film. And they play a pretty decent man-to-man. They don't give you a lot of easy points in the paint. And so it's going to be that's probably the factor of who's going to win is the points in the paint, who can score more on the offensive ends.
Maybe a matter of which team can make some adjustments here on day one.
It may be so, you know, and you got to shoot the ball well. If you knock down three or four threes, you know, it helps and get some opportunities and cash in on those. But I think both teams are going to be a little nervous to start with, like always, and just see who makes plays down the stretch.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, get the starting lamps and the play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Dundee County Stratton today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
For eight teams, the journey
and march to a state championship begins today.
Carly Wright has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Farmer. She winds her way back up the floor and takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good.
3 days are all that remains in a season that got underway what seems so long ago.
Back out here, high right side. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman dribbles once. Not about the three-pointer. Passed it up. Goes over to Sydney Grease. Now her pass is intercepted. It's intercepted here by Carly Wright. She drives into the hole. There's a pass to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright, the Hamburger, score.
It's the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on Platte River Radio. Let's take you live to Lincoln, Nebraska for play-by-play of today's game.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Lincoln Southwest High School here this afternoon as the 2014 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, as the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia get set to take on the Tigers out of Dundee County Stratton. This is a team 286 miles from home today. They hail out around the Benkelman area as they make the trip to Lincoln and play Hastings St. Cecilia in the first round of the Class C2 State High School Basketball Tournament. I'm Mike Willow, call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. They beat Donovan Trumbull 57-30 in their sub-district basketball tournament this year before knocking out Blue Hill in the sub-district final 44-42. Then they beat Sutton in the district championship ball game by a score of 55-37. The Hawkettes have won 12 games in a row. Dundee County Stratton, the Tigers, they picked up wins over Bayard and Kimball in their sub-district and beat Ravenna in their district championship ball game by a score of 62-48. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. So the playing of the national anthem here this afternoon. Again, more on Dundee County Stratton. The Tigers, a team that is averaging 61 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 35 points per ball game on defense. They've got 3 losses so far this year. They dropped a decision to Arapahoe 61-58. They lost to Hershey 44-39. And they lost to Southern Valley by a score of 52-40. That was in the final game of the regular season. Then they beat Bayard in their sub-district first-round game by 30, 51-21. And they beat Kimball in the sub-district final, 47-20. They then beat Ravenna in the district championship ball game by the score of 62-48. St. Cecilia's won 12 games in a row. The Hawkins, 51.8 points per ball game in offense, giving up 37.2 on the defensive end. Some scores we can pass along to you from session number one here today in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest beat Sydney by a score of 65-44. And it was Norris over Gretna by a score of 61-50. In Class C1, Minden tied a record for number of three-pointers in a game as they fired up 15 three-balls today and beat Lincoln Lutheran 72-38. It was Platteview over Fairbury 77-66. Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's over Sutherland, 42-33. Friend over Arapahoe, 69-33. And in Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Juanita Palisade, 45-25. And why not beat Bancroft Rosalie by a score of 56-39. We'll get to the starting lineups here today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings. Faley Sanford will get a start for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. She is a 5'5" sophomore. Also getting a start is going to be Natalie Kent, a 5'8" senior in the basketball game here this afternoon. Also getting a start will be Angela Krause. Krause is a 5'9" senior. Then you've got the Kobe Duval, who's a 5'8" sophomore. She's their leading scorer on the season. And Nicole Kent is the other starter, a 5'9" sophomore for the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. Again, their leading scorer on the season is Kobe Duval. She is averaging 15.8 points and 7.6 rebounds per ball game. Racing St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, a 5'9" junior. Also, Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" sophomore. Carly Wright getting a start this afternoon, a 5'8" junior. Also, Josie Prevett, a 5'8" junior. And Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank in Hastings, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. The winner of this ball game will move on to play in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll play the winner of the game coming up next between Pender and Homer. The other games in Class C2, you've got Humphrey St. Francis, or rather a Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, playing in the 7 o'clock ball game against Guardian Angel Central Catholic. And then the final ball game in Class C2 will be at 8:45 tonight. Palmyra taking on the top-seeded Crofton Ball Club. Crofton is a team that beat St. Cecilia in the finals a year ago, the Crofton Warriors, and they're pretty good again this year. They're 24-1 on the season. Facing St. Cecilia coming in as the number 2 overall seed here in Class C2. Dundee County Stratton is the number 7 seed. Hastings St. Cecilia going to be in their homestanding white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Tigers of Dundee County going to be in their crimson uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black. And we're set to go. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. Nicholas into the center circle for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the ball game is underway from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball as St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. Tigers will start off in the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the wing. That's Claire Hamburger. Gets it down in the baseline. Carly Wright brings it up high on the block. There's a pass across the lane. It's going to go to Josie Prevett. A traveling call. A traveling violation on St. Cecilia as Prevett took off there on the wing on the right side toward the goal. That's the first turnover on St. Cecilia. The Hawks have done a pretty good job taking care of the ball this year. They're averaging only 13 turnovers per ball game. Here's Dundee County Stratton now with the ball in backcourt as they bring it up. St. Cecilia applying a little pressure back here. Nicole Kent has got it, dribbles it down the lane. Here, pass will be intercepted. Intercepted there by Nicola, coming back the other way. Gets the ball ahead now to Farmer. Farmer right at the top of the three-point circle will hold things up. Nicola down to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger drops it off inside of Nicola. Now to Hamburger, driving down the lane. Her layup is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Dundee County. Dundee County with the ball. They get it into their offensive zone. They turn the ball away again. Here's a Farmer with the ball. That's the second straight turnover for the Tigers. Farmer gets it down to Hamburger. Back to Farmer. Shot for three is no good. Tip try by Nicola, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton as they come back the other way. This is Nicole Kent with the ball. Kent gets it away to Natalie Kent into the offensive zone as they move it down on the baseline. On the left side, they get it back on the wing now to Natalie Kent. Back on top of the circle. Krause has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. A shot by Duval is going to be no good. Ball is loose. Duval saves it. It's right in the hands of Hamburger. Claire Hamburger runs it back down the right sideline. Cuts it for the hole. Drives to the basket. Her shot is no good. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. Here comes Kobe Duval with the ball now. She's her leading scorer. Brings it into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. And she takes a spot right at the free throw line as they get the pass into her. And it's going to be kicked here by Josie Prevent of St. Cecilia. It's going to be the Tigers playing it in from right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Just underway. We're about 90 seconds into the ballgame. No score between Hastings St. Cecilia and Dundee County Stratton here today in the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. Nicole Kent will play things in now. They get it down to Duval out here in three-point territory as she dribbles with the basketball. Nicola's going to be matched up on her all day long today. There's a pass across the top of the key. It goes to Krause. Krause looking. They take it to the far side. That's going to be Kent with the ball. Kent tries to drive it inside, and the jump ball is going to be called. Natalie Kent trying to drive the ball to the hole there. She is knocked down in the play. Hamburger ties her up. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dundee County Stratton, so the Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:08 to play first quarter. No score between the Hawkettes and the Tigers here this afternoon. Dundee County Stratton will inbound the ball. There's a shot for three. It's up there and in. A three-pointer thrown up there by Kobe Duval. That's the first points of the ball game. 3-0 is the score. Tigers have the lead. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Here's Nicola on the wing on the right side. Nicola dribbles to the top of the key. Works against the man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Nicola down the left side of the wing. Gives it off to Hamburger. Now to Farmer. Farmer penetrates inside, takes it to the goal. Her left-handed shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Dundee County Stratton, and here come the Tigers. Duval has got the ball again as he hops across the 10-second line here. The Tigers shooting guard basket to our rest, right here in the opening round of this ball game at Lincoln Southwest. Bombs away from the far sideline. A shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Nicola gets the ball now to Carly Wright. Your shot is up and in. Carly Wright scores. That's a 3-2 ball game now. St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. With 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the opening quarter from Lincoln Southwest today. Natalie Kent with the ball. Natalie Kent goes over on the wing. Now top of the key. Duval, she'll throw up a three. That's going to just barely draw iron. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Gets the ball ahead to Nicola. Nicola tries to chase it down on the baseline. Nice pass to Farmer. Farmer is surrounded. Now gets it away to Reitner. Shot is up there. No good. St. Cecilia a little too fancy there. Had the ball right around the basket. And they went a little bit too long to put it up there. Carly Wright couldn't get the shot to go down. Natalie Kent now with the ball for Dundee County Stratton. Comes out into three-point territory to Sanford. Sanford gets it back to Kent now on the wing. Kent dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets it away now to Duval. Off to Thaley Sanford. There's a pass down low. Their shot is up and in. Streaking toward the basket and getting the ball to her. That's going to be Sanford. Getting the field goal there, back the other way. Here's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down to Dundee County. So it's a 5-2 ball game. The Tigers surprising the second-seeded Hawkins here early in this basketball game. Here's Nicole Kent with the ball picked up there. And now it's a steal by Prevett, and a foul is going to be called. Josie Prevett got a steal right here at the mid-court stripe. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Dundee County Stratton. It's going to be a turnover in the Tigers. A personal foul goes on Nicole Kent. That's going to be her first foul. That's the first team foul on the Tigers here in the ball game. Old Sheehy coming to the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 5-2 is the score. Hawkins are down here in the first round of the state tournament. There's a bounce pass across the top of the key to Nicola. They go back door to Farmer. Shot is up there at the end. Nice play. Sandra Farmer gets the easy field goal. A nice pass by Nicola. 5-4 is the score now. St. Cecilia is still trailing by 1 point. Dundee County Stratton has got the basketball. That's going to be Duval with the ball. She comes out here in the three-point territory now. That's Emily Jones who's into the ball game now. Jones comes over to Duval. As they get it to the top of the key to Krauser, shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down in the lane. A shot there by Jones is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's going to be Carly Wright down the far sideline. They get it to Hamburger. Back outside down to Farmer. Chanel Farmer runs the offense. Here's a little Sheehy on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass comes out on top to Hamburger. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Carly Wright with the ball. Down to Sheehy. Brings it back to the right wing again. That's a Farmer with it. Ball high above her head. Top of the key down to Nicola. Over on the wing on the left side to Carly Wright. Wright gets it to the top of the key again to Hamburger. On the right wing, that's Farmer. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Fakes, can't put up a shot. Now off to Nicola. Out here in three-point territory. Nicola drives it down the right side of the lane. Draws traffic and we got a traveling violation. Nicola is knocked down on the play. Traveling violation on St. Cecilia. Here comes Jaden Ragsdale into the ball game now for Dundee County Stratton. Ragsdale is a 5'10" junior. So it's the Tigers out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia here in the opening round of the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament. Here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Hamburger. Hamburger just ran right into Aubrey Frederick and draws a personal foul. Here comes Josie Prevett back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Hamburger. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 5-4. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. This is Nicole Kent with the ball. Kent brings it into the offensive zone. Working out there is going to be Sheehy. She steals the ball away. Sheehy has got it. Drives it back the other way. Her shot good. Sheehy gets the steal, and she gets the field goal. That's four turnovers now on Dundee County Stratton, and St. Cecilia has the first lead. 6-5 is the score with 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Jones into the forecourt. Down in the corner, down to Ragsdale. 200 pass comes back on top to Emily Jones. She's matched up with a Farmer out here in three-point territory. On the wing on the right side, that's Angela Krause with the ball. picked up by Joseph Pervet. Moves it to the free throw line. There's a pass going to be deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by St. Cecilia. Five turnovers now in Dundee County. Here comes Farmer back with the ball to Sheehy into the offensive zone between the circles. Left side, Josie Prevett holds on. Prevett flips it away down to Chandra. Farmer puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. 1:55 to play in the first quarter. 6-5, St. Cecilia with the lead here in the girls' St. High School basketball tournament. Bounce pass comes over to Sheehy. Free throw line extended left side. Sheehy dribbles once, now in trouble. Bounce pass down in the corner. Nicholas got the ball, drives the baseline, spins left side of the lane, puts it up there, shot good, and she fouled the play. Morgan Nicola gets the field goal on the baseline. She is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jaden Ragsdale. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Hastings now with the lead. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 8-5. Morgan Nicola goes to the free throw line for the Hawkettes. She's a 75% foul shooter in the season. 36 out of 48 from the free throw line. She'll have a shot here to try to make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there and in. So the Hawkettes now out on top after trailing early in this basketball game. It's now 9-5. Hawkettes with a four-point lead with a 1:36 left as Dundee County Stratton brings the ball back in their offensive zone. They move it down the right side of the lane. That's going to be Sanford with the ball. Sanford brings it back out here to a Kobe Duval, who's got just 3 points here in the ball game so far for the Tigers. She's their leading scorer, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. Emma Jones with the ball comes out here now to Ragsdale, top of the key, picked up by Nicola. Ragsdale goes over there to Sanford, and she holds the ball, dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Now has problems with that dribble and a traveling violation. Nope, double dribble. Six turnovers on Dundee County Stratton here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a four-point lead. The Hawkins out on top of the Tigers today by a score of 9-5. A minute and 5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Chandra Farmer with the ball, trots it across the midcourt stripe. Tigers still in the man-to-man defense. A feed over here on the wing, goes to Hamburger, inside down to Nicola, wheels in the lane, puts it up to right-handed and scores. Morgan Nicola now at 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out to an 11-5 lead over Dundee County Stratton. St. Cecilia right now on a 6-0 run here with the Tigers. There's another pass that's deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Sheehy. Gets the ball ahead now. They get it to Hamburger. Now it to Farmer on the deep right corner. Brings it out to Nicola. They didn't have the break, so they just reset the offense here. Sheehy has got the ball. Now to Farmer, high right side. Chandra Farmer holding the ball. There's a pass over here to Lil Sheehy. We're down to 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll see if John Kyle elects to play for the final shot here with his team out on top by a score of 11-5 here in this first round game of the girls' state high school basketball tournament. 10 seconds to play. Nicola with the ball. Now to Hamburger around the screen. Takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia to shoot two. Personal foul is going to be called here on Dundee County Stratton. It's going to go on Ragsdale. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Hamburger. She's a 67% foul shooter, and her shot is up there and in. First point of the ball game for Claire Hamburger. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots so far this year, 43% from the field and 30% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 12-5, 4.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is safe from going out of bounds. Here's Natalie Kent with the ball. They get it to the far side, and they don't get a shot away, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. For the girls' state tournament in Lincoln, one quarter in the books. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead, is the Hawkettes 12 and Dundee County Stratton 5.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. There's a shot in the lane there for St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger that won't go. St. Cecilia ends the first quarter on a 10-0 run. Back the other way is Stanford. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Now a jump ball is called on the rebound, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dundee County Stratton. So in the first quarter, St. Cecilia trailed 5-2 and then rattled off 10 straight points. And the Hawkins now out on top of Dundee County Stratton, the seven-seeded team here in Class C2. 12-5, there's an entry pass knocked away, and a foul is going to be called. Got to go on Nikola. Morgan Nikola knocks the ball away from Kobe Duval in the side there. So the first foul on Nikola. That's the team foul number 2 on Houston St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. Tigers will inbound the ball way outside here between the circles. This is a Duval with the ball. Kobe Duval starts off right, now left, goes over on the left side to Natalie Kent. Back out to Duval, a long three, a shot up there, no good. Ball picked up on a hop in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. They get it to Hamburger, now to Farmer, to Nicholas. Shot good. Nicholas scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top. The Hawkins are out on top by a score of 14-5 here in the ball game. There's an entry pass deflected away again. It's loose, picked up now by Sanford on the baseline. She wheels it over on the left side. There's Kent. Her shot is up there and in. Natalie Kent scores, so they finally break a 12-0 run. That's a 14-7 ball game with 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Ryder's got it on the wing on the right side. Dribbles the ball to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Now to Nikola. Nikola comes over to Hamburger. Now to Nikola, top of the key. Nikola moves to her left on the dribble. Throws up a three-pointer. The shot no good. Rebounded by Wright. Her shot no good, and the foul is called. Valley Wright got the offensive board, goes back up and misses, but she draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Nicole Kent. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers here in this first half of play. To the free throw line will be Wright. She's got 2 points so far in the ball game today. Her shot is up there, in and out, and falls off of the front end. No good. Wright is a 46% foul shooter on the season. She is now 12 out of 27 from the free throw line this year. 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the second quarter from Lincoln Southwest here this afternoon in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, so Wright misses a pair. Score remains at 14-7. Here comes Dundee County Stratton back the other way. It's going to be Kobe Duval with the ball. She brings it into the offensive zone here against Nikola. Duval bounce pass to the wing on the right side. Kent splits a couple of defenders and loses control of the ball. 8th turnover on the Tigers. Nikola's got the ball back the other way. There's a pass to Carly Wright down in the corner now. Farmer drives the baseline. It's cut off. Comes back out here. Farmer not a Hamburger. Shot for 3 is up there. No good. Nikola tips the ball out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch down there by Dundee County Stratton. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Sheehy. Going out will be Josie Prevent. 6:08 to play in the second quarter. 14-7. Hawkins have the lead. Here's Hamburger playing the ball. And there's a shot up there and in. Right off of the inbound. As they get the ball to Carly Wright, and she scores. Right now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 16-7. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament. Emily Jones back into the ball game, and now a foul is going to be called on Wright. Emily Jones trying to pass it to the wing on the left side. And Wright gets hit with her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes. Dundee County Stratton will play things in. They get it down in the corner. That's going to be Duval with the ball. Now back outside the ring. Stanford has got it. Faley Stanford. She's going to dribble it down the left side of the lane. Now she's in trouble. Flips the ball away. Right at the elbow. That's going to be Kent with the ball. Back outside to Jones. Her shot for 3 is no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. An air ball thrown up there. So it's going to be Hawkett basketball at the 5:37 mark here in the second quarter. 16-7 is the score. Winner plays again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it to Nikola. She drives the ball to the hole. Nikola takes it right to the goal and scores. Morgan Nikola with 9 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. 18-7 is the score now. The Hawkins with the lead. There's another pass deflected out of bounds. Sanford again having problems getting the ball away. Here comes Frederick back into the ball game. Here comes Ragsdale back in there now. for the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. This is a team that was 23-3 during the regular season. And they're trailing here by a score of 18-7. There's a shot thrown up there by Jones. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good. Ball tapped in the corner. As he'll be picked up here by St. Cecilia. That's Sheehy with the ball. He's trapped down there in the corner. Now John Kyle calls a timeout. John Kyle calls a timeout from the bench. As Sheehy was trapped down in the corner in backcourt. So we've got a timeout here. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
1230 KHAS.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, also by Titan Machinery and by Tom's Dindale Automotive. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in quarter number two. 18-7 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawks using a big run at the end of the first quarter, 10-0, to get some separation in this ball game. Nicola's got the ball in the lane. Now we got a jump ball called. Nicola wheels in the lane. A Tiger got her hands in there. Yeah, we got a jump ball called. So it's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Nope, it's going to be St. Cecilia's ball as they will play things in. Underneath their own basket, they play it in. It's going to be deflected away from Nicola. They get it over here to Carly Wright. Now to Nicola. Back here at left side. That's Claire Hamburger. Now to Nicola out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Sheehy. She backs it out. Now brings it between the circles on the dribble now. Sheehy bounced past to the wing on the right side. That's Carly Wright with the ball. Wright gets it to Nicola, top of the circle. Over here on the left side to Sheehy. Sheehy's dribbling with the ball. It's a man-to-man defense here for Dundee County Stratton in this ball game. Hamburger with the ball to Nicola. Feeds it down low. Preventer's got it. Now we got a jump ball down there. Josie Preventer's tied up on the play by Frederick of Dundee County Stratton. Now the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Farmer. Coming out will be Hamburger. 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 18-7. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. Dundee County Stratton comes back with the basketball. This is Ragsdale with the ball now. Ragsdale out to Emily Jones. Now to Ragsdale, just the left of the circle. A bounce pass is kicked by Nicola. And Dundee County Stratton will play things in off of the far sideline. 18-7 to score with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Dundee County Stratton will play things in. Ragsdale's got it. She sends a pass inside and intercepted. 9 turnovers on Dundee County Stratton in the ballgame. Nicola's got it. Drives it down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ragsdale. Trapped along the baseline. Ragsdale gets the ball away now. Kobe Duval has got it, and she'll bring things up for the Tigers. Winding her way up the floor. Duval into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes to Emily Jones. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out of the wing. And shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. That's Faley Sanford hitting a three ball there for Dundee County Stratton. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 18-10. St. Cecilia with the 8-point lead here in the second quarter. Farmer's got the ball high right side. Now as they get it over there to Carly Wright. Now to Nicola. Nicola takes off, drives it down the lane, kicks it down here on the left baseline to Prevett. Traveling violation. Josie Prevett is hit with the traveling violation, trying to drive the ball to the goal. That's going to be turnover number 5 on St. Cecilia. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Wright. Coming back in for St. Cecilia will be Claire Hamburger. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead over Dundee County Stratton. The score is 18-10. There's Emily Jones winding away up the floor. Now they get it to Duval as she drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is good. Kobe Duval now with a 3-2 to her credit here in the first half. It's 18-12. The Tigers back to within 6 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Sandra Farmer, moves it over here to Prevett. Free throw line extended left side. Prevett holds it, goes to the right side now. Sheehy has got the ball. Comes back to Nicola. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Here's Sanford with the ball. Grabbing the rebound and bringing it up the floor herself. Races across the 10-second line. There's a feed down low. A shot is up there. It's no good by Frederick. Frederick gets a rebound. Her bunny is going to be no good. Rebound is St. Cecilia, and a foul is called. Hamburger got the rebound for the Hawkettes. Tell you what, Aubrey Frederick missed a couple of shots and with about 2 feet of the basket. just to the right side, misses a couple of them. Spin out of there. Finally, it was rebounded by St. Cecilia's Hamburger, and a personal foul is called here in backcourt on Aubrey Frederick. That's going to be Frederick's first personal foul. Only the 15th foul in the Tigers. So a non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball now with 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. 18-12. Hawkins have the lead here in the girls' St. High School basketball tournament. Blair Hamburger comes out here to Schwenke, who's into the ball game now. Bonnie Schwenke. She sends it over in the wing on the right side to Sheehy. Down to Farmer. Dribbles it down the lane. There's a pass down low. A shot by Sheehy is going to be knocked down, but a foul is called. The foul here will go on Dundee County Stratton. It's going to go on Ragsdale as she picks up her third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Sheehy. She's got a field goal so far today. 2 points. She's a 71% foul shooter on the season. First one is up there. That one is no good. St. Cecilia having a tough time at the free throw line so far in this ball game. Angela Krause comes back into the contest now for Dundee County Stratton. It's going to be Sheehy going back to the free throw line for her second shot here. Puts it up there, and the shot is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes Josie Prevett back into the ball game. Nicola comes back in for John Kyle and the Hawkins. Going out will be O'Callaghan and also Bull Sheehy. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia back out to a 7-point lead, 19-12. Here's Dundee County Stratton with the ball. This is a Duval with it now. Duval comes over here to Emily Jones. Emily Jones gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops and pops. Her shot from 12 is no good. Rebound comes down to Prevett. Josie Prevett with the ball down to Nicola, far sideline. Carly Wright has got it. She hustles back the other way. Carly Wright dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Pass on the wing is deflected out of bounds by Jones. Trying to get it over to Farmer over there on the right wing. The ball deflected out of bounds by Emily Jones. St. Cecilia will play things in with a 1:46 left here in quarter number 2 from Lincoln Southwest High School this afternoon. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball, gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle, goes over to Wright, takes it to the hole, her shot is up there, no good. Misses the layup, and the rebound comes down here to Krause. Dundee County Stratton back the other way, they're trailing in the ball game by 7, 19-12. Here's a Duval with the ball, bounce pass goes inside, taking it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Probably Wright is going to be the guilty party as they got it inside to Aubrey Frederick. And Frederick will go to the free throw line now for Dundee County Stratton. Has not scored so far today, averaging 5.3 points per ball game. She'll have a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. 19-12, Hawkins with the lead. Shot is up to the shot good. That's the first free throw of the day for Dundee County Stratton. So it'll be Frederick going back to the free throw line. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. 19-13. Here's the next shot. It is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off no good. And the ball is picked up on a hop on the baseline there by Nicola. So it's a 6-point lead for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia comes back quickly here late in the second quarter. Farmer goes on the high post. Nicola with the ball right at the free throw line. Hands it away to Farmer. Finds it down the right side of the lane. Down to Nicola. Down to Josie Prevett. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Just rolls in. Josie Prevett gets her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 21-13 ball game. Nicola goes for the steal on Duval and can't come up with it. Obie brings it into the offensive zone down for the Tigers. Out here on the wing on the left side, Prevett now picks her up on the switch. Comes out here to Sanford as she holds the ball. Bailey Sanford takes it to the free throw line, dumps it down low. There's a shot up there and in. Aubrey Frederick, and she fouled in the play. Frederick gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play here. She goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. It's going to go on Claire Hamburger, the personal foul. That's going to be your second. So Frederick goes to the free throw line. She has got 3 points in the basketball game thus far. 21-15 now. Dundee County Stratton back to within 6 points. Frederick's free throw is up there. The shot good. It's a 5-point ball game. 21-16 in the girls' state tournament. 40 seconds to play. Here's a right with the ball. Free throw on extended left side. Wright puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here. Gives it to Nicola. Now to Farmer on the right side. Farmer uses a Nicola screen. Can't put up a shot. Gives it away now. Nicola, top of the key. They get it to Carly Wright behind a Nicola screen. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Josie Prevett with the ball. Skip pass comes out to Farmer. 4-3. It's off of the mark. No good. Now we got a whistle on the rebound. A foul here. We're going St. Cecilia. A foul here is going to go on the Hawkettes. It's going to go on Josie Prevett. That's going to be her first foul. And now Dundee County Stratton is within 5 points, 21-16, with 19 seconds to play. Here comes Nicole Kent back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. Going out will be Natalie Kent. Dundee County Stratton will have Duval inbounding the ball down here in backcourt as they play things in. It's a 21-16 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Duval with the ball. Duval gets away, dribbles it down the lane, and running one-hander is up there and in. She banks one home. Duval scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Farmer back the other way, down in the corner. That's going to be a Hamburger. Shot at the buzzer is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So St. Cecilia had a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 12-5. Hawkettes continue to lead, but it's a 3-point advantage for St. Cecilia here at the break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Dundee County Stratton 18. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on 1230 KHIS.
When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you. Your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind. With 11 offices statewide, including Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. The Gary Thompson Agency. Your go-to agency.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Southwest High School. The Girls St. High School basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Dundee County Stratton. The score is 21-18. St. Cecilia used a 10-0 run in the first quarter of play to grab a 7-point lead after one quarter. I guess we're down 5-2 earlier in the ball game. Then scored 10 straight points to make it a 12-5 ball game at the end of one. St. Cecilia had an 11-point lead in the second half, about midway through the second quarter, I should say. 18-7. But then it was Dundee County Stratton getting their offense cranked up a little bit there at the end of the second quarter, and they outscored St. Cecilia 11-3. In the final couple of minutes of the ball game in the second quarter. But right now we've got a fight on our hands. Dundee County Stratton, the seven-seeded team here in the Girls St. High School basketball tournament, within 3 points, 21-18 is our score here at halftime. Checking the scoring for Dundee County Stratton in the ball game today. Kobe Duval is leading the way. She's got 7 points in the ball game. She's got a three and a couple of 2-point field goals, so she's leading the way with seven. Bailey Sanford has got 5 points in the ball game today. She's got a three and a two. Also scoring was Aubrey Frederick. Frederick has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4 points. Natalie Kent, she has got a field goal for 2 points here in the first half of play. Dundee County Stratton just two out of three from the free throw line. Frederick was the only one to get to the line. She was 2 out of 3. So the Tigers 2 out of 3, 66% here at halftime, and officially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Racing St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Morgan Nicholas. She's got 9 points in the game. Nicholas got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Charlie Wright, she has got 4 points in the game. Wright has got 2 field goals. She is 0 of 2 from the stripe. 3 points for Lil Sheehy on a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Sandra Farmer on a field goal, and 1 point from Claire Hamburger. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 7 from the line here in the first half of play. Unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. It's a 3-point advantage right now for the Hawkettes. Hastings St. Cecilia 21 and Dundee County Stratton 18. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, feel like yourself again. We're at halftime, 21-18 is our score here at the break. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead over Dundee County Stratton. We'll have more right after this.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of games going on in the city of Lincoln right now. Class A, Lincoln Northeast has got the lead over South Sioux City, 27-22. They are at halftime. In Class D1, you've got Emerson Hubbard out on top of St. Mary's by a score of 27-17. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Dundee County Stratton. The score at halftime is 21-18. And let's see, we got some more scores. Class C1 at halftime, Pearson on top of Shadron by a score of 28-15. So that's what's going on here in the 2 o'clock time period at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We'll get you an update on all the scores so far today from the state tourney. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest, the top seeded team, the number one ranked team in Class B, had no problems today with Sydney, winning by a score of 65-44. Northwest will move on to the semifinals tomorrow in Class B. They'll play at Pinnacle Bank Arena at 2 o'clock against Norris. Norris knocking off Gretna today by a score of 61-50. Class C1, Minden, they rolled past Lincoln Lutheran today by a score of 72-38. They tied a record for 3-pointers in one game as they knocked down 15 trays today. In that ball game against Lincoln Lutheran, and Minden rolling to an easy win, 72-38 in the opener. The Whippets will take on Platteview in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank. Platteview picking up a win over Fairbury today by a score of 77-66. Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's winners today over Sutherland by a score of 42-33. The Irish will play Friend in the semifinals tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Sports Center. Friend rolled past Arapaho today by a score of 69-33. Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart and Why Not will meet in the semifinals. The Irish of Fall City Sacred Heart, winners in the first game today here at Lincoln Southwest, a score of 45-25. In the second ball game, it was Why Not over Bancroft Rosalie by a score of 56-39. We gave you the scores that are at halftime. The other games going on here for St. Cecilia in Class C2. The next game pitting Pender up against Homer. That will be the 3:45 game. At 7 o'clock tonight here at Lincoln Southwest, you've got Humphrey, Lindsay Holy Family playing their ball game against Guardian Angel Central Catholic. But the final game in Class C2 will be tonight at 8:45, Palmyra up against Crofton. We got some more high school basketball coming your way tonight on our network of stations over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. The Giltner Hornets, the number 2-seeded team in Class D2, will take on Crawford. That will go at 7 o'clock tonight down at Lincoln North Star. We'll have the pregame show at about 6:45 this evening on the Breeze. So more basketball, Giltner and Crawford in Class D2, opening round matchup coming away tonight on the Breeze. 21-18 our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Dundee County Stratton. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the third quarter. You're listening to high school basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. So it's a 21-18 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the 7th-seeded Dundee County Stratton Tigers. Our state tournament coverage for 2014 brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located on Stolly Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island, with service repair and a full body shop, too. 21-18. Hastings St. Cecilia has led throughout much of this ballgame, had as much as a 9-point lead there. Actually, an 11-point lead at one point at 18-7, but Dundee County Stratton has done a nice job getting back in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is up by 3 points as we start the third quarter. Here's Hamburger for three, right off of the batter, shot no good. And a rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton, but they lose it. That's 10 turnovers now in the Tigers here in the ballgame. Chandra Farmer has got the ball now for St. Cecilia, their offensive end, as they shoot to our basket to our right here at Lincoln Southwest here this afternoon. There's Nicola with the ball. Nicola comes over to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles to the top of the key, fires up a long-range jumper. It's going to be up there no good. Farmer's got the rebound. Chandra Farmer has got it down in the corner now for St. Cecilia. Sets for three, takes the three, her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. So here come the Tigers back the other way, a chance to pull even here with a three-point field goal. There's Kobe Duval with the ball. Comes over on the wing to Natalie Kent. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Out on top, this is Sanford. Sanford goes over to Duval again. Duval puts it on the floor and dribbles out here. In the center of the floor, now backs up, runs the offense, dribbles to the wing. Nicola pokes the ball away. It is loose. It's picked up by Duval. Duval comes over here to Angela Krause, down in the corner, left side to Kent. Kent trying to drive the baseline. Now back out to Krause, takes the ball into the lane. Her shot off of the window is good. Angela Krause scoring there for Dundee County Stratton, and the Tigers within one. 21-20 is the score now, with 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the third quarter at Lincoln Southwest, an opening round matchup in Class C2 today. Here's Josie Prevett driving the ball down low. Can't go to the goal. Comes back out to right. She takes it in the lane. Bounce pass down to Prevett on the baseline. That baseline is cut off there. Prevett now in trouble down here in the corner. Josie looking. Finally gets the ball. It does get intercepted. Intercepted by Natalie Kent. 6th turnover on St. Cecilia. Kent comes back the other way. There's Nicola coming from behind with a block. Natalie Kent was taking the ball down the floor there. Goes up with a shot, and Nikola comes from behind and knocks the ball out of bounds. A great job defensively by Morgan Nikola. It's going to be Dundee County playing the ball in. They get it down in the corner. There's a shot from Kent. Good three-pointer. Nicole Kent hits a three-pointer, and Dundee County Stratton has got the lead. 23-21 with 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the girls state tournament. So the Hawkettes, who played in the championship game a season ago, lost to Crofton in that championship game, finds their way back to Lincoln, and now they find themselves down here. Here's Nikla spinning toward the baseline. Underneath the basket, her pass could be deflected. It's loose and it's picked up here by Dundee County Stratton. The Tigers have the ball here in backcourt, and here they come with a 23-21 lead. They try to back into the offensive zone. Duval has got the ball. Kobe Duval around the screen, moves it down in the corner. On the right side as they drive it, now back outside. Krause has got it, takes the three. Her shot's way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Nikla. Morgan Nikla with it in backcourt. She'll bring it up herself. Right-handed dribble, waist high as she brings it into the offensive zone. The Hawkins trailing by two, 23-21. There's a pass out to Farmer. Chandra Farmer drilling on the ball, goes over on the wing. That's Hamburger, drives it toward the goal, and shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger from the left wing takes it right to the basket and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia comes back to tie things up. 4:59 to play here in the third quarter. We're dead even at 23 points apiece. Here's Dundee County Stratton with the ball as they lob it inside. The ball's going to be poked loose. It's going to be picked up here out near the 10-second line by Nicole Kent. Now we got a foul called. Nope, timeout called. They tried to hammer the ball inside. It was deflected away. It came rolling out near the 10-second line. It's grabbed by Nicole Kent, and a timeout is now called by Dundee County Stratton. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Dundee County Stratton 23.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's Duval with the ball now for Dundee County Stratton. As they come back into the forecourt, Kent's got the ball. Back outside now to Jones. She holds it over on the wing on the right side. That's Frederick who's into the ball game now. She drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nikla. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. Here's Hamburger driving it back the other way. Out to Carly Wright from 10. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. The Tigers have the basketball back here as we approach the four-minute mark in quarter number three. Duval hands the ball away to Jones. Jones out here to Krause. Brings it back to Duval on the wing on the right side. She drives it toward the goal. Contact made. Foul called. A personal foul here will be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Hamburger. Frederick comes into the ball game. Well, that's going to go on. Yeah, that's going to go on Hamburger, her third. Non-shooting situation, so Dundee County Stratton will play things in. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. Jones with the ball down in the corner now. That's going to be a Frederick. Gets it back out to Jones. Down to Frederick on the wing on the right side. They lob it inside down to Krause. She spins toward the baseline. Her shot's up there and in. Angela Krause scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Dundee County Stratton with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 25-23. Here's Farmer with the ball at the free throw line. The Hamburger down in the corner now. That's Nikla looking to drive it. Can't do it. Comes back out in three-point territory. Farmer with the ball. Takes a three-pointer. Shot good. Chandra Farmer nails the first three ball of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout as the Hawkettes are back out on top by 1 point here in the third quarter. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 26. Dundee County Stratton 25.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
1230 KHAS.
Today's game is brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. is part of the Titan Dealer Group. Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has come back. They've got the lead now over Dundee County Stratton. 26-25 is the score. Here's a Duval bringing the ball into the offensive zone. It's going to be tipped away, and now it's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Turnover. Here comes Farmer back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's good. Farmer hits it three, and now she gets a breakaway layup for two. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins are leading by 3 points, 28-25 here at Lincoln Southwest High School. Entry pass deflected away. Now we got a jump ball called out here in three-point territory. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dundee County Stratton. So the Tigers will play things in. Here on the near sideline, this is going to be Nicole Kent playing the ball in for the Tigers. So Kent will play things in. He will guard her. They go into the backcourt now to Duval. Duval walks it across the midcourt stripe here. They'll set things up. Duval on a bounce pass goes to the wing on the right side. That's Jones with the ball. Now inside, twisting and turning, and shot is up there and in. The basket there by Frederick. That's going to be her second field goal. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And the seven-seeded Tigers staying right with Hastings St. Cecilia, 28-27. Here's Nicola with the ball. Nicola dribbles once, comes over to Josie Prevett. Two-handed pass, comes back on top to Hamburger, moves into the wing on the right side, down in the corner now to Nicola, back outside to Sandra Farmer, moves to her right, looks at a three, and now she's got a traveling violation. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia's. Farmer is hit with a traveling violation. Collie Wright comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Claire Hamburger. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the third quarter, 28-27. Facing St. Cecilia with a one-point lead, but the Tigers, they can grab the advantage here with a successful trip down the floor. Here's a Duval. She's got it out here behind the screen. Now we got an illegal screen set up out there. Aubrey Frederick trying to set a screen for Duval to move it to the right side of the floor and gets hit with an illegal screen. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Dundee County Stratton here in the second half of play. 2:19 to go. 28-27, St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Hawkins with the ball. There's a Chandra Farmer on the high post to Nicola. They fake the handoff. Nicola turns around, fires it up from the free throw line. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is saved here on the baseline by Sheehy, but right into the hands of the Tigers as they come back the other way. There's a Frederick with the ball. Now to Kent. They move it down the right sideline. That's going to be Duval going into the lane. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. So Colby Duval moves it right to the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Josie Prevent of St. Cecilia. The second foul on Josie. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line will be Duval. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Duval's free throw is up there. Rims off, no good. She's a leading scorer. She's averaging 15.8 points per ball game. Emily Jones checks out. Here comes Faley Sanford back in there now for Dundee County Stratton. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. This team hails from out around the Benkelman area. Had a long trip here to get the state tournament in Lincoln. Some 286 miles, they tell us. 28 points apiece now here in the third quarter. A minute and 47 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. They try to come diagonally across the lane. The ball is intercepted by Frederick. That's the 9th turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Dundee County Stratton has got 11. Here's Frederick, now to Kent out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass, they get it to the free throw line. Frederick drives it down the lane, gives it away now to Ragsdale. Her shot's off of the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Duval got the offensive rebound, but knocked out of her hands there by Nicola. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Hamburger. Coming out will be Prevent. It'll be Dundee County Stratton playing the ball in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 28 points apiece here in the girls' state tournament. They get things into Ragsdale, down in the corner, now to Kent. Her shot for three, good. Nicole Kent hits her second three ball of the ball game. It's now a 31-28 ball game. Dundee County Stratton has got the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball, back in their offensive end. Farmer has got it, dribbles it down the lane to the goal. She goes, her shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Chandra Farmer here in this contest. She's now got 9 points here in the ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds by Farmer on the defensive end. So So it's going to be Faley Sanford inbounding the ball. 31-30 is the score. Saints is saying trailing here in the ball game. Duval is going to check out of the ball game now. Angela Krause comes back in there for the final 56.8 seconds of this ball game in the first of the third quarter of play. Dundee County Stratton will play the ball in. Nicole Kenner's got it. Comes over here to Ragsdale. Dribbles once. Entry pass. They get it inside to Frederick. Spins. Now in trouble. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound loose. Battled for. Three, four players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkettes will have the basketball. They'll come back the other direction with 44.2 seconds to play. 31-30 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ball game. Here comes Chandra Farmer back with the ball now. She gets it into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes over there to Morgan Nicola. Backdoor play. They get it to Farmer. Shot wide open. Good. Second time today they've used that play. And each time Chandra Farmer gets to the basket uncontested. She's got 11. St. Cecilia with the lead 32-31. The scramble out here in three-point territory. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers of Dundee County Stratton. So we'll stay right here. Prevett coming into the ball game now. Hamburger's checking out. Here comes Colby Duval back into the ball game now for Dundee County Stratton. 19.6 seconds to play here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia now has got the one-point lead, 32-31. They've led by as many as 11 here in this contest. Here's a shot by Jones is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Nicola gets it away to a Prevett. Now with 10 seconds to Hamburger. Now to Farmer into the forecourt. Farmer dribbling with the ball. Sandra Farmer behind the screen from Prevett. Moves it over here to Carly Wright. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books today from the girls' state tournament in Lincoln. A lot closer than a lot of people thought here today. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a one-point lead. It's the Hawkettes 32, Dundee County Stratton 31.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With nine models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, 32-31. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Hawkins will have the opening possession on this fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Nicola. Nicola down to Claire Hamburger. Drives it down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's going to be no good. She misses the easy one. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touch there by Dundee County Stratton. It'll be St. Cecilia playing the ball in. Here's Hamburger. Hawkins have a one-point lead. Winner plays again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the semifinals down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Collie Wright has got the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Hamburger. That right side to Farmer. Inside to Nicola. Nicola dribbles up to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Sends it down in the corner. That's Farmer with the ball. Drives that baseline. Puts up a shot for the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Dundee County Stratton with the ball. Duval has got it to the right sideline. The Tigers can grab the lead here with a successful field goal. Here's Nicole Kent with the ball. Comes over to a Sanford. Looks to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it down in the baseline to Krause. Comes over to Duval. Now deep in the corner. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Wide of the target. The ball is brought down here by Farmer. Coming back the other way. Three on two. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball loose on the baseline. It's picked up again by the Tigers. Now surrounded down here on the baseline. And the timeout's going to be called. Grabbing the rebound down there was Natalie Kent for Dundee County. She was surrounded by three Hawkettes, couldn't get away, so they saved the possession and they call the timeout. We'll take a break with 6:59 to play in the game. Hastings St. Cecilia 32, Dundee County Stratton 31.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, Trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
1230 KHAS.
State Tournament basketball coverage today brought to you on 1230 KHAS by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. By Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. 32-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Dundee County Stratton trying to pull off a upset here in Class C2 in the opening round of this state tournament. Here's Duval with the ball. Duval moves it to the far side, flips it away. Now brings it back here to Sanford. Sanford moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Kent with the ball. Kent gets it now to Krause. Her long-range jumper is put up there from three. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins with the ball. Carly Wright down to Nicola. Gets the ball down the near sideline. Hamburger has got it. Finds the seam. Drives it to the goal, and she can be fouling the play. It's opened up like a big old Mack truck there, and they took it to the goal, but a personal foul is going to be called on Dundee County Stratton. It's going to go on Nicole Kent. That's going to be your third. Sends Hamburger to the free throw line. 32-31, St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Hamburger's free throw is up there. Good. Hamburger will get one more. St. Cecilia was 3 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. Here comes Emily Jones into the ball game now for Dundee County Stratton. It's going to be Hamburger going back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Two-point ball game. Hamburger's second free throw is up there and in. And now St. Cecilia's got a 34-31 advantage here in the fourth and final quarter. 6.5 minutes to go here in this one. Jones will give her way here on the wing. Back out to Sanford. Sanford sends it inside, grabbing the ball. It's going to be Duval. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the loose ball. Duval has got it. Sends it back out here to Krause. Now across the top, driving it. Jones has got it. Now to Krause. Left side of the lane. Krause looking. Against Prevett and moves it out on the baseline. The ball tipped away from her. She picks it back up. Then her pass is deflected back out of bounds. That's going to be Dundee County Stratton ball as the Tigers will play things in on the far sideline. 34-31, St. Cecilia leading by three. There's a pass in to Duval, and she's going to be hit on the play. Duval getting the pass down on the right baseline, and she's attacked immediately there. Personal foul is going to be called on Nicola. Morgan Nicola picks up her second personal foul. Here comes Frederick back into the ball game now, and Natalie Kent checks out. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 3 points. They played it in Duval. Her shot on the baseline is up and in. Kobe Duval getting the ball off of the inbound. She spins against Nicola and puts up a shot and scores. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 34-33. Dundee County Stratton is down by 1 point. St. Cecilia with the ball. Chandler Farmer comes over here to Josie Prevett. Lobs the ball inside to Nicola. Nicola goes back door. It's going to be tipped away, trying to get it to Hamburger. It goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia turns the ball away. 10 turnovers now on the St. Cecilia. Nicola probably should have went for the shot right there, trying to get fancy. It was Hamburger sliding in from the left corner, and they turn the ball away. 10 turnovers in the Hawkettes, and now Dundee County Stratton has a chance to pull ahead here. 5.5 to go, 34-33. St. Cecilia leading by one. There's Duval with shots up and in. Kobe Duval drives her right to the goal and scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 35-34, St. Cecilia now down by 1 point. Chandra Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Josie Prevett. She holds it. Prevett dribbles once. Now gets it to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Josie inside the three-point arc. Josie Prevett being attacked out here. Ball slapped away. It's picked up. Prevett gets it to Hamburger. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger takes it down the lane and scores. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead. 36-35. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Dundee County Stratton with the ball. Here's Kobe Duval with the ball. Moves it on the wing on the right side. That's Krause. Two-handed pass comes over here to the near sideline. Sanford has got it. Sanford takes the ball to the free throw line, and now a foul is going to be called on Farmer. Chandra Farmer is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Hawkins here in the second half of play. Dundee County Stratton has only got 2 team fouls here. 36-35, St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Here's Duval with the ball. Takes it to the goal again. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Prevett. Josie Prevett now to Farmer. Hawkins bringing it back in their offensive zone. Right-handed dribble here by Farmer. And now we've got a timeout called from head coach John Kyle. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 36, Dundee County Stratton 35.
Affordable personal security. It's what we do. Gary Thompson Insurance has the professionals to make it happen. We know Nebraska. We live here and we're independent. We know how to make every dollar count when it comes to protecting what means most to you. Your family, your farm, your business, car, and home. We work hard for your peace of mind. With 11 offices statewide, including Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. The Gary Thompson Agency. Your go-to agency.
1230 KHAS.
4:29 to play in the ball game. 36-35 St. Cecilia out on top of Dundee County Stratton. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Giltner will play Crawford tonight here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The Lincoln North Star will have the game for you on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5 beginning with the pregame show at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the tip. St. Cecilia leading here by one. 36-35. Hawkins with the ball in their offensive end. Here's Carly Wright at the elbow, right side of the lane. Carly Wright goes over to Farmer, open for three, takes it and misses. No good. Ball being tapped around, right side of the lane is picked up here by Hamburger. A big offensive board for St. Cecilia. So we approach the 4 minute mark. St. Cecilia with a 1 point lead. Hawkins led by 11 midway through the second quarter. Here's Carly Wright out here at the top of the key. Wright goes to Prevett in the lane. Prevett kicks it back out here to Nicholas. She drives the ball to the hole. A lot of contact. The shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is called. Nicholas goes down, and the foul is going to be called on Dundee County Stratton. It's going to go on Emily Jones. She picks up the personal foul. It's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on Dundee County Stratton. Nicola was a little slow in getting up there. Now she staggers her way to the free throw line. Nicola so far has got 9 points. She has not scored so far here in the second half of play. Shot is up there. It's good. She is now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the ball game now will be Angela Krause. Duval is going to get a quick breather here for Dundee County Stratton as she comes to the bench. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. 37-35. Hawkins with a 2 point lead as Morgan Nicola will go back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. So here come the Tigers now. This is Nicole Kent with the ball to the near sideline. Natalie Kent. Natalie Kent puts it on the floor. Back out here to Nicole between the circles. St. Cecilia still in a man to man defense. 37-35. Hawkins. Here's Nicole Kent trying to drive the ball. It's going to be tipped away, picked up by St. Cecilia. Nicklin at the other end. Shot good, and she fouled. Morgan Nicklin goes to the free throw line after Dundee County Stratton turns the ball away for the 12th time here in this ball game. Morgan Nicklin goes to the free throw line. She's got 12 points now in the game as he tries to convert on this three-point play. Personal foul one on Aubrey Frederick. That's going to be her third foul. And now we've got a timeout here from Dundee County Stratton. Tigers want to call a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street, 3:28 to play in the game. Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Dundee County Stratton 35.
When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS Hastings and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Morgan Nicola at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. 39-35 is a four-point lead for the Hawkins. Tigers come back in their offensive zone. This is Duval with the ball working against Nicola out there in three-point territory. Goes to the far sideline. Here's a steal down by Chandra Farmer. Takes that ball away from Sanford. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farman gets a big steal for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia now out on top by a score of 41-35. 3 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Dundee County Stratton driving the ball toward the goal. Kicks it back out here. That's going to be Kent. She launches up a three. Her shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound in the lane. Grabbing the ball in there is going to be Angela Krause. She goes up for the shot. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Angela Krause gets the offensive board and the putback, and she's fouling the play here by Josie Prevett. Prevett picks up her third personal foul. Here comes Claire Hamburger back into the ball game. Going out will be Carly Wright. 41-37, St. Cecilia leading by 4 points as Angela Krause goes to the free throw line. She has not been to the stripe so far today. Krause throws it up there, and the shot good. 41-38, St. Cecilia holding on to a 3-point lead here with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in this contest. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Josie Prevett on the wing. Josie Prevett nearly tied up in the play. Comes out to Morgan Nicola. Nicola holds the ball. Back to Sheehy. Shot is up there and in. Sheehy hits a 12-footer from the right side. That's only her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points, 43-38. St. Cecilia back out to a 5-point lead. Duval with the ball. Now to Emily Jones. Out of Duval, a long three. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. Now it is out. Jones trying to save it there. Boy, Duval took a long three there, a couple of feet beyond the 3-point circle. Well, he didn't need to do that at that point. It's a 5-point ball game. Still a lot of time, 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go. This is going to be Sheehy inbounding the ball against the Farmer. And now the Tigers will apply some backcourt pressure here. Farmer has got the ball, winds her way back up the floor across the 10-second line. Sandra Farmer with it out here in 3-point territory, dribbling to the ball. Now we got a foul call out here on Emily Jones. Jones picks up her second personal. Now the team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here right in front of the Hawkett bench, their offensive end to our right side. Sheehy will play things in. That's Farmer with the ball. Works out top against Jones. Bounce pass to Nicola. Just to the left of the lane. Comes across the top. That's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy dribbles once. Now to Josie Prevett at the elbow left side of the lane. Back outside, Hamburger. Out to Sandra Farmer here in 3-point territory. Sandra Farmer comes over here to Claire Hamburger. Down in the corner, Nicola's got the ball. 1:36 to play. Driving down the lane is going to be Sheehy. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Ball is out of the bounce, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Dundee County Stratton. So it's a 5-point ball game, 43-38. St. Cecilia trying to hang on here today. Hawkins will play things in. Farmer off of a screen, and it's a score. Sandra Farmer comes off of a screen, and she was wide open again as she grabs the ball and shoots it out for the inbound. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Now a foul is going to be called here on Nicola. Morgan Nicola is going to be hit with a third personal foul. Knocks down the Duval. So we got 1:16 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia's now got a 7-point lead, 45-38. That's only the 16th foul in St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. Duval has got the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected. It is loose. Scramble is on. We've got a... let's see, I think Krause is down at the bottom of the stack and calls the timeout. That's going to be the case. Yeah, Angela Krause fighting for the loose ball, got possession of it, and immediately calls the timeout there for Dundee County Stratton. So we'll take a break, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 1:10 remaining in the ball game. St. Cecilia 45, Dundee County Stratton 38.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Southwest High School. This is the 2014 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia led 12-5 at the end of the first quarter. Hawkins led 21-18 at halftime, 32-31 after three quarters. Seesaw battle throughout much of this fourth quarter of play. But now the Hawkins are out on top by a score of 45-38. A seven-point lead with a minute and 10 seconds to play here in the basketball game. As Dundee County Stratton will play things in, they try to get it into the lane there to Duval, and she's fouling the play. So Duval will go to the free throw line now for Dundee County Stratton, and she is fouling the play here. Be whistled on. Well, let's see, they're going to rule it on Duval. She picks up the personal foul. So Duval picks up her first, and St. Cecilia will get it now on the turnover from Dundee County Stratton, and now they got a foul here in backcourt. So Duval picks up the foul in the lane there. And now a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Emily Jones of Dundee County Stratton. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Chandra Farmer to the free throw line. Farmer's leading the way so far. She's got 15 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. 13 of those have come in the second half. Farmer's free throw is up there. That one rattles out. It is no good. Misses the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. Under a minute to play now. Here's Duval with the ball. Duval moves it down in the corner. A long-range jumper by Jones from three is going to be no good. The ball is loose again. Left side of the lane. Now we got a jump ball called down there. A quick whistle, but a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dundee County Stratton, so the Tigers will play things in. Nicole Kent will inbound the ball here for the Tigers right in front of the Dundee County Stratton bench down here. Kent will get things in out here in 3 points here. It's way to Duval. Duval works against the Nicola. Duval moves it down the left side of the lane, stops. There's a pass down on the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She takes that ball away from Jones, and a foul is going to be called. 14 turnovers now in Dundee County Stratton here in this basketball game. And we're going to go back to the free throw line with 40.2 seconds to play. If St. Cecilia can hang on, we'll have another game for you tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Hawkins will play the winner of the game coming up next between Pender and Homer. Here comes a shot from the free throw line up there and in by Chandra Farmer. She's now one out of two from the free throw line. Farmer has got 16 points in the ball game now. Racing St. Cecilia. The Hawkins now leading 46-38. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Dundee County Stratton with the ball back the other way. Dribbling the ball up to four. Here's Nicole Kent as she takes down the left side of the lane to the goal. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer, and she's going to be fouled again here in backcourt. So St. Cecilia with a 46-38 lead. It looks like they're going to avoid the upset here. Tell you what, Dundee County Stratton had the Hawkins on the ropes a couple of times here in this ball game, but the Hawkins are going to pull a win, I do believe, here as Chandra Farmer will go to the free throw line again. This will be a one-and-one situation. That's the 19th foul called on Dundee County Stratton here in the ball game. Shot from the free throw line by Farmer is good. She'll get one more. 47-38. St. Cecilia had an 11-point lead in the second quarter. Chandra Farmer will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton. That's Frederick with the ball. Into the forecourt. Now to Kent to the far sideline. There's a long three put up there and in. That's Angela Krause knocking down a three-pointer. And immediately a Tigers call a timeout. So Krause knocking down a three over there. And we got a timeout called now with 19 seconds to go. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington in Hastings or give us a call at 402-462-8824. Go Hawkettes!
1230 KHAS.
Girls State High School basketball tournament today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here. It's a 47-41 ball game. 19 seconds to play. Chandra Farmer's got the ball streaking down the right sideline. She's going to be fouling a play again by Duval. Kobe Duval picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Chandra Farmer. She's been about 50-50 on these things. She's been there quite a bit here in the fourth quarter of play. Farmer's now 2 out of 5 from the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Farmer's now got 18 points in the ball game to lead the Hawkettes. 16 of those have come here in the second half of play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Farmer hits a pair. It's now a 49-41 ball game. Dougal has got the ball now for Dundee County. Stratton back into the offensive zone. Here's a shot that's going to be blocked down from three-point territory by Nicola. The ball is recovered here by Farmer, and she's going to be fouled in play. So a three-pointer thrown up there by Dougal was blocked by Morgan Nicola, and now Farmer is fouled on the play. And Chandra Farmer will go to the free throw line again for St. Cecilia. This will be a two-shot foul. It's now Dundee County Stratton is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So Farmer will toe the mark again. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. And now the subs are coming in here with 8.8 seconds to play. Hastings Saints is going to survive here in the opening round of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Not a picture-perfect performance here by the Hawkettes, but they're going to survive here in this one. 50-41 is the score now. Farmer's next free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dundee County Stratton as they got the ball. Here's a Confer with the ball. Confer comes into the forecourt. There's a long-range jumper thrown up there. It is good. A long-range jumper thrown up there is good at the buzzer by Aubrey Peckham. And that's going to be the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win the contest here over Dundee County Stratton by 7 points. The final score of 50-43. St. Cecilia improves to 22 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will play in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Dundee County Stratton, the Tigers, they end up their year with a mark of 23 wins and 4 losses. In the final score of this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Dundee County Stratton by a score of 50-43. Back with a recap after this.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln Southwest High School, Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia comes from behind here in this contest and knocks off Dundee County Stratton today. Final score of 50-43, so the Hawkettes will play again tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. They'll take on the winner of this next ball game between Pender and Homer. Pender is currently 26-2 on the season. Homer is 21-5. They'll tip that one off at 3:45 here at Lincoln Southwest. We'll have the action for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. St. Cecilia trailed 5-2. In the first couple of minutes of this basketball game, they went on a 10-0 run at the end of the first quarter to go out on top by a score of 12-5. They added a field goal to begin the second quarter of play to make it 14-5 and built an 11-point lead at 18-7 midway through the second quarter, but Dundee County Stratton comes back They go on an 11-3 run at the end of the second quarter and actually only trailed by 3 points at halftime, 21-18. Seesaw battle throughout much of the third quarter of play. It ended with St. Cecilia out on top, 32-31. Then the Hawkins in the fourth quarter got some couple of steals from Chandra Farmer and some free throws down the stretch. And the Hawkins go on to win today by a score of 50-43. Chandra Farmer, a big day today. She scores 20 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, including 18 in the second half. She was 5 out of 9 from the charity stripe down the stretch. And the Hawkins win it today by a score of 50-43. We'll check the scoring in the ball game. Chandra Farmer leads the way today. She had 20 points in the ball game. Farmer connects on 1 3-pointer in the contest. And she was 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. So she scores 20 in the ball game. Morgan Nicola, the other girl in double figures for the Hawkins, as she had 12 points. She had 9 of those in the first half of play. Morgan Nicola had 5 field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the line for her 12 points. Other scores for St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger had 7. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the line for 7 points. Little Sheehy had 5. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carly Wright, a couple of field goals for 4. Josie Prevett had a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia, 11 out of 23 from the free throw line in the ball game today, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Dundee County Stratton, they turned the ball over 14 times today. They were just 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. The leading scorer was Kobe Duval. She scores 12 points in the game. Angela Krause had 10. The other scorers for Dundee County Stratton, you had Nicole Kent score 6 points. Aubrey Frederick had 6. Faley Sanford had 5 points, 2 for Aubrey Peckham, 2 points for Natalie Kent. Dundee County Stratton again 4 out of 6 in the free throw line in the ball game today, unofficially 14 turnovers in the basketball game. So the Tigers end their season 23-4. Hastings St. Cecilia now 22-3. Hawkins will play in the semifinals of the Class C2 state tournament coming up at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, 145 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Player of the game coming up next on the Coach's postgame show. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, back here at Lincoln Southwest High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in the girls' state tournament today in the opening round over Dundee County Stratton by a score of 50-43. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, Chandra Farmer leads the way today. 20 points in the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola, she had 12 points. Candidates for our player of the game, Claire Hamburger, hits some shots down the stretch here. She scores 7 points for St. Cecilia. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Our player of the game today for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Chandra Farmer. She came up with some key steals in the fourth quarter of play. Also led the team in scoring today with 20 points. She had 6 2-point field goals, and she had 1 3. Plus, she was 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. A lot of those down the stretch here for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia survives here today as they beat Dundee County Stratton by a score of 50-43. Chandra Farmer, our player of the game today for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Yeah, back here at Lincoln Southwest High School, we have a lot more success, I'll guarantee you right now, grabbing coaches at the end of ball games during the regular season. It's virtually non-existent here at the Girls State High School basketball tournament because of some other obligations for the coaches. So we will do our best here throughout this three-day event here at Lincoln. We do have some surprises. Easier said than done. Some surprises in some games across the city of Lincoln in the girls' state tournament today. We'll come back and check the scoreboard as we continue right after this.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
We got our first upset of the girls' state tournament. It occurs in Class D1 today as the 8th-seeded squad from Emerson Hubbard knocking off the top seed St. Mary's today in Class D1. The final score just a couple of minutes ago, 54-37, as that game has gone final at Lincoln North Star. So the number one seed in Class D1 is ousted on the opening day as Emerson Hubbard beats St. Mary's by the score of 54-37. Gets you up to date on all the action so far here in the girls' state tournament. In Class A, Lincoln Northeast has beaten South Sioux City by a score of 60-55. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest 65 and Sydney 44. Norris knocking off Gretna today in Class B 61-50. In Class C1, it was Minden over Lincoln Lutheran by a score of 72-38. Platteview winners over Fairbury by a score of 77-60.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Hastings link to